Tuesday, 17th September, Yud Olive Tishri, Rabbanai Bishela, Yonah, Simcha Torah, Seis Abroch. Yeah, Rabbi Isai, Parshas Zeis Abrocha is read every year when? On Simchas Torah. The Gemara in Megillah of Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara enumerates all the kriyas for the Moyadim, and the Gemara says, "Ubishveni da Atzeres, Yom Tovsheni da Atzeres," you read V'zoi sabrocha, according to V'zoi sabrocha. Now, what is the reason? What is the connection between V'zoi sabrocha and Shemini Atzeres? Or Simchas Torah? Is there a shaychus between that Kriya and that Yom Tov? So the Machzavitri says that the shaychus is Poshit. There's no greater Simcha. The greatest Simcha by Yidden is the Simcha of Torah. So when should we celebrate the Simcha of Torah? In Zman Simchaseinu. Zman Simchaseinu, the conclusion, the crescendo, the climax of Zman Simchaseinu is Simchas Torah. Right? Smina Seret, the last day of Sukkot. So therefore, they were kaveya that the Gemara Shel Torah, the Gemara of Torah, which is associated with the Simcha of Torah, should be to take place on Zman Simchaseinu, which is the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Right, Atkan Toichin Divrei HaMachzavitri, which would seem to imply that the MS, the Toichin HaKriya of the Parsha of Seis Abrocha has no shaychus to Sukkot, has no shaychus to Shemini Atzeres. It's the fact that it happens to be the last Parsha of the Chumash, and therefore that creates a Simcha. So we read this Parsha in order to celebrate the Simcha of Gemara Shel Torah on Zman Simchasim. That's what it comes out. And Bamas, the Zman itself, also doesn't have a special shaychus to the Simcha of Gemara Shel Torah. The Zman Simchaseinu. So we're mitzayin of these two Simchas, the Simcha of Gemara Shel Torah and the Simcha of Zman Simchaseinu.
Okay.
So our component, that's what it comes up. But Lamaisa, the Lashon Rambam, Rabbi said, Rambam Perikid Gimel, Halacha Ches, of Hilchas Tefillah. So the Rambam, when he goes through the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, it says, "Mafsikin l'mayades u'yom ha'kipurim b'koyrim b'inyan ha'moyed." On the mayades, the takona of kriyas ha'toyra of mayades is koyveya, is mechayev, that the kriya should be m'inyan ha'moyed. U'moshe Rabbeinu tikin l'hem l'Yisrael sh'yukoyrim b'chol moyed inyonoy. And he goes on to say, "V'shoyim v'doshim b'inyonoy sh'yoyim b'chol moyed v'moyed." Mashma that the Kriyas HaTorah of the Yom Tovim is a b'china of Binyan Yishol Moed, of Shalem V'Doshim Binyan Yishol Moed. And in follow-up to this introduction, that Kol Moed, you have to read in Yonoi as the means of being Shalem V'Doshim Binyan of the Moed, the Rambam delineates, he enumerates all the Kriyas. The Pesach, Kriyas Kain and so on, Batzeres, Kain B'Shiv Shavuot, it's not. And then the Yom Kippurim, and after Moed, Sukkis, Nei Yishonim, Koyrim, the Parshas Moyadus, and then Matirin, Nabi Yom Tov Achren Koyrim, Kol Apchoyim, Ulamochor Koyrim V'Zoy Sabrocho, Matim V'Yamud Moshe. Machna from Moshna Rambam, and that is in the Mashmos, already in the Gemara Megillah that I mentioned, Gemara Megillah of Lamed Aleph, that the Kriya V'Zoy Sabrocho is part of Tachanus Moshe that it should be in Yoni Shomoyt. That it should be in Yoni Shomoyt. Not only that it should be a Maisa Siyum, that there should be a Simcha and a reason, additional celebration on Sukkis. But if the Sukkis has a Inyonoi, and the Tzeres has Inyonoi, and the Sabrocha somehow is associated with Inyon Shomoy. So the Shaila is, what's the Shaychus? What's the Shaychus between the Toichen of Parshas Zei Sabrocha and the Simcha of Shmina Tzeres, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Tzeres, and so on? And the emes is, you can ask as well, why taka is it that we're Messiah, that we have the Simcha of Torah specifically with the sin? If I were to ask you, when should be, if there was one day in the year that should be dedicated for the Simcha of Torah, which day of the year would you choose? Shavuos. This is Mount Kabbalah's Torah. Why is Siyum Torah more reason for Simcha than Kabbalah's Torah? Why? This is the time that we were given Torah. There's no greater Simcha than having been given this greatest Matan, a Chen Gagnuz, a Kadvar who gave Kali Yisrael the Torah. That's what we should celebrate. Afilu Imtim Soleima. Afilu Imtim Soleima, that there's reason to celebrate more by Siyum than by the Kabbalah. So, what? Because you learned it fine. So make the Siyum Shavuot. The Siyum is only on Sukkot because you started Shabbos Bereishis. Start Shabbos Matzah Sukkot. As much as Shavuot, I'm sorry. And every Shavuot will be this month. Siyum Matzah. I Kabbalah said this, I see my
third. So, I mean, basically, the colleges weren't formulated by a Jewish person, I believe. They were formulated.
No, Chassidim. Parshiyos? No. The Prokim. We're not discussing the Prokim. No, the Parshiyos was, and it's a kind of Kriyas HaTorah. The Rambam brings that.
When they finished the Torah for 3 years, they also have.
Oh, in the Chanan. So, the Rambam brings that it used to be a minig, it's not a minig. Poshut. It wasn't. There were those who used to do it every 3 years. They had a shorter Kriya Satoya. It was easier to not speak during Kriya because it was only a third of the length. But I don't know when they finished. Wait. I'm assuming that every third year they finished a similar time. So I don't know.
They did it one third of a parsha per year.
Ah, is that so? What do you mean? So the second week they didn't follow up on Bereishis. They followed from that.
Yep.
Who says this?
My stress
over
this many years
ago. So every year they finished a quarter until the status. There's no clone cut in the Rambam. Okay. Be that as it may. How many portions of Holy Stosh and Mashrim is a Torah B'Shona Achas? So the Rambam. V'yesh mi shamashrim is a Torah B'Shola Shonim v'ein le'minit portions. Okay. It could be there's a marker for that they think that they jumped. Every year they did one third of the parsha. Can that? Like they do in the Chassidus Chadorim, you know, you only do Tzosheni in each parsha. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. So the question is like this: why Simcha Dafke by Siyum and not by Kabbalah, and why Siyum Dafke on Shmini Atzeres and not on Shavuos? It could easily have been arranged the other way. Stochatakona. So the Maaseh Zazay, Rabbi Yisai, you know, we all know, with the more certain timeness, that Ba'amis Rindu took Kabbalah to Torahs. Bnei Yisrael received the Torah once on Shavuos, and the second time when? No, that was the Kim of the Kibbu, correct, I'm sorry. That was Kim of the Kibbu, but there was two Nesinas of Torahs even. The second time was by the Buch HaShmiyas, Yom Kippur. The second time that the Torah was given, the Kabbalah, the second Luchas, was Yom Kippur. Luchas Rishonis was on Shavuos. Luchas Shmiras was on Kippur. That's on because Baruch Hu Selakti Kidvarecho. And what's the difference between these two? What's the difference between Luchas Rishonis and Luchas Shmiras? Rabbi said Luchas Rishonis Bnei Yisrael were in a matzav of tzaddikim. Tzaddikim gemurim. They were just taken out of the Tesh Aretuma. They went through the whole process of Sfiras Oimer. Each one was mivarer another midah. They were on the highest level that one can be at the moment of Kabbalah Satoya. And I feel into him to learn that they were lacking anything. That was a moment of Gerus, right? Gershin is Gaia, Tikkot and Shinoilud. Tikkot and Shinoilud means it's Mamish and Nubriya, it's nothing, there's no Pagam. So they were Namatu of Tzadikim Gemur, and they were Makabal Betzayat. Luchishnias, the Nei Israel were Namatu of Bali Tshuva. Chet, not Tamachet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Salachli Kidvarecha, there was a Mechilas Avenis, they were Poyu, another Kabbalah Torah as a result of Avoida Sashu. What's the difference between Avoida of a Tzadik and Avoida of a Moshu? Rabbi say a Tzadik is a person who was never Poyu. By the way, when we talk about Bali Chu, we're not talking about people who just came off the boat, you know, from somewhere else. We're talking about ourselves. We're talking about every one of us. You know, somebody once came into one of the Gerer Rebbes and said, you know, this is my friend, he's a Baal Tshuva, I was born from. So the Gerer, so he said to him, why aren't you a Baal Tshuva? You know, why don't you hear Baal Tshuva? A tzaddik is every one of us. Because none of us are perfect, every one of us was cleaving. What's the difference between a tzaddik and a bal teshuva? A tzaddik in his nefesh has the tara and the kedusha that a kadosh baruch hu was teveya and teveya in the teva and the bria in the nefesh of every single year. He was never played. When we say in davening, neshama shenasata v'tahiri, that is the way it is. When a tzaddik does a mitzvah, it's because he feels naturally a desire to do a mitzvah. Because bani matim l'Hashem alekechem, bani matim l'Hashem alekechem. A ben understands his father, feels for his father, identifies with his father, not because he has to work on himself and transform himself and break himself to somehow, you know, put his father's interests in front of his own. He's in alignment with his father. Because that's the nature of a ben. That's the nature of a ben. A ben feels his father. And every yid has b'teva until he's playing him, until this becomes concealed and hidden and covered by many layers of klipa, of husks that don't allow us to access it. The teva of a yid mitzad debriya is that yid should be nimshach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the nature of a yid. The yid has the avas Hashem tavua b'nafshei. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. The problem is that we've eaten too much pizza and chocolate and worse than that. And as a result, we lose touch with who we really are. But the neshama of a yid is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the definition of a yid. That someone who's something which is nimshach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Drawn with a very deep, powerful Ava and a Mashiach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we also say that Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim. Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim. And Davin, we just said, Im Kebonim, Im Ka'avodim. A Eved is also somebody who has an internal dedication to his other. The difference between an Oived and an Eved is an Oived is someone who does the behaviors of a servant. An Eved is somebody who's become internally identified with being a servant. To be an Eved Hashem is a big madrega. To be an Eved Hashem means that you're functioning from a place of yira, and that you feel that yira, and that you want nothing more than to be of service to HaKadosh Baruch. So whether it's Ava or Yira, whether it's Banim or Avadim, it's ingrained, it's innate, it's part of who you are. That is the Avodah of a Tzaddik. A Baal Teshuva is someone who's moved away from that. In whom this is no longer evident, it's no longer present, it's no longer the natural default position. He doesn't wake up in the morning jumping out of his bed, he wants to serve a Kadosh Baruch. You know, the Levi Tzvi Baditshuva said, if somebody wakes up in the morning and he's not jumping from Simcha just from the fact that he was born a Yid, he's a Kofri Toiver. They say a maisa. I don't know if it's true. I don't know what the mucker is. You know, every maisa has to be suspect. But the maisa is a good maisa anyway. That the Levi Yitzchak Bar Yitzchak once was mispalel that he should have the Avos Hashem of the Rambam. Right? The Velt, the Narish Velt, right? The Narish Velt thinks that the Rambam, I'm talking about the modern world, the secular world, the Rambam was a rationalist. You know, the Rambam was more. He has mispalel that he should have the Avos Hashem of the Rambam. They say that he fell under the table. He couldn't survive. He was smiling immediately. He should be taken away from him because he was so consumed by it. But he couldn't contain that level of opposition. They say that the Baal HaTanya once said about Reb Aaron Karlin. This is what they say again. Amaisa, that every day of his life, every single moment, he felt like a person. His Yiras Hashem. He was matired. What was his Yiras Hashem? He felt like a person who has been tied around the tree. And the arrow has been pulled because he's going to be executed, and the arrow has already left the bow and it's flying towards him. That's what he felt every second of the day. And they said the mice, the chiddush is not that he felt that way, but that he was able to function as a human being. You know, he was able to see people and help people and be inspired and learn and whatever he did. But that was the level of Yiras Hashem that he felt every single moment. Just an inkling of where we are in relation to what a yid should be. So that's the avodah of a tzaddik. The Avodah of a Baal Teshuva is somebody who is very distant from that. And like I said, we're all in a b'china of Baal Teshuva. But even so, the Baal Teshuva, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, is the kodeshes yitzrek. The Baal Teshuva, in spite of himself, not because of himself, the tzaddik serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of who he is, because of what he feels, because of where he stands, because of his madrega. The Baal Teshuva serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in spite of his madrega. Does he feel anything? Does he desire anything? Is he naturally in a state of awe of Yiras Hashem? No. If it was up to him, he'd go somewhere else. He'd do everything other than to serve Hashem. But he understands that he has to be koyvish, it's Yisrael, he has to be koyvish himself, and do the Ratzon Hashem. Now, if I ask you what's a higher madrega, of course the tzaddik is a higher madrega. But if I ask you who's a bigger chidush? Who's being poil a bigger chidush? Who's the bigger machadish? Who's the machadish over here? The tzaddik or the Baal Teshuva? The tzaddik is going along with the teva that's in him. Like we said, neshama shnasata mitahiri, that's what he feels. The Baal Tshuva is going against his teva. He's being kivish, a different teva that's pulling him in a different direction. Now this is true in the nefesh of the tzaddik and the nefesh of the Baal Tshuva. The same is true with the darga in the world that the person has to engage with. A tzaddik, every yid we know, Rabbi Yisai, when you go to business and when you go to eat and when you go to engage with things that are outside of Torah or mitzvahs, they're neutral things, it's not pshat that now Kodesh Baruch Hu was out of the picture. On the contrary, if a yid does it with the right state of mind and he does it with Shem Shemayim, he's maila, he's mavar that part of the world. Your business becomes a holy place if you oisik or pee what it says in Hilchos Maaseh in Shulchan Aruch. Right? And if you do it with an erechet, and you do it with an awareness that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who's done the paras lakoil, and this is what you're doing with Shem Shemayim, then that creates a liyah in the world, in that part of the world that you have been allocated. And the same is true if a person eats the Shem Shemayim and so on. But if I ask you, which part of the world, which part of the bria does a tzaddik engage with, which part is he maila? Only, exclusively, dvarim hamutarim, things that are permissible. There's no way in the world that a tzaddik could ever be maila and elevate and be mevarer something non-kosher. The only one who can do so is who? A Baal Tshuva. Obviously, only once it's been done. Chas v'shalom, kachilah. We're talking once a person is already over an aveira. So there's a pchina of zdoinis, not like his achias. Zdoinis, not like his achias, is something that a tzaddik could never achieve. Right? A tzaddik can never achieve it. Because the tzaddik he doesn't involve himself with that part of the world. He's not allowed to, and none of us are. But the Baal Tshuva, who's already been poigim, and he's already done an iser, and that iser now has to be somehow brought into kedusha. Said l'gabe Avram Avinu, Avram Zokim, Baba Yomim. Baba Yomim, what's that? Baba Yomim. So the Zohar says, the Medrash as well think that Baba Yomim means that every single one of his days he brought with him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single last day. So first of all, think of that. You know, what does it mean to bring every last day? If I asked you 6 weeks ago on a Wednesday what you did, well, he said I shouldn't ask him. I'm asking him, asking Dudi. What do you do 6 weeks ago on a Wednesday? What?
Yesterday.
Oh, so what did you do yesterday? And each one of those days is comprised of hours and minutes. Imagine that every minute is utilized. This is something, by the way, where there are people, in our generation that live like that. Every minute, yeah? Every minute was utilized. Every minute was a cheshbon. Problem is, with Avram Avinu, Rabbi Yisai, Avram Avinu Shteitoch, there's different days when Avram, he kiras boira. But at the very minimum was by Ben Sholish, right? Ramam brings maybe Ben 40, 48, whatever the cheshbon is. So how can you say that Baba Yama, he brought every one of his days? What's trying to brought every one of his days? Those days they served up in the Zohar, certainly. What fact he did Tshuva, he cut them out of his life, he started afresh from here, so starting from here, not from there. The answer is no. The answer is no. If Avraham Avinu, for whatever reason, the Hashgacha was such, that he was only making his body at this point, and for whatever reason, previously there was something else, the Avodah of Baal Tshuva is to be maila that as well, to incorporate that into Kedusha. Avraham Avinu was Baba Yomim because retroactively looking back, he was able to say that thanks to that Tuesday, before he could have, he now had a stronger kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brought that into the realm of Kedusha. B'chelo Yatir, it says, the Baal Tshuva has a deeper connection precisely because of where he was. Precisely because of where he was, he has a deeper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that brings elevation even to those aspects, even to those things that were negative. That's why Zdoina is not like Kizachia is. If a person taka becomes a stronger yid, not only in spite of the Zdoina, but because of the Zdoina, because of where he was, now he knows Atiya Daiti God of Hashem, call the king, or that type of pchina, then that person is Maila even things that naturally shouldn't be allowed to be Nisawa. So that which the tzaddik can't be Maila. The Baal Tshuva, if he maximizes his avodah, can elevate that which the tzaddik can't be mine. So on both levels, Rabbi says, sayin the nefesh of the tzaddik, and sayin those aspects of the world with which the tzaddik engages, the Baal Tshuva seems to have an advantage. The Baal Tshuva seems to have an advantage in that his aliyah is a chidush in himself, he's going against himself, he's breaking himself, And is Aliyah a chidus in the world? Because he's taking those things which naturally don't allow themselves to be nis'ala. You know, the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to keep away from a davar asur because a davar asur is going to pull you down. There's no way you can be ma'ilet. That's the truth. There's no way a yid can engage with a davar asur and not be pulled down by it. Never mind that he won't be able to elevate. If it will pull him down into klippis in a way that is irredeemable. That's what the Torah tells us. Comes along about Tzivah, because it's already in the past and because it already happened, and he introduces a new Pesach called Zdoinis Nasim like Kizachias, that even the Zdoinis have an Ali. So the Tzivah is the Mechadish. He's a Mechadish in his Avodah in his Nefesh, and he's a Mechadish in the Avodah in the world. So when we say that a Yid has to be a Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, the Baal Tshuva is a stronger Shutuf. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria is a Chidush. That you Mechadish a new thing in the Bria. The Baal Tshuva poils a Chidush in Avodas Hashem, which the Tzadik can't achieve. And that's what the Mokim Shabbat Tshuva going to him, Tzadik and Gemurim, Enyu Chaylim Lahat. Because there's something in the Baal Tshuva's Avodah that is off limits for a Tzadik. And it's meant to be that way. Meant to be that way.
When Yitzhak and Rivka were davening, the Pesuk says Hashem listened to Yitzhak more than to Rivka.
I'm telling you, if you have a tzara and you need a brocha, I'm not saying you should go to the Baal Shuvah. You should go to the Tzadik. There's no question that the Tzadik is on a higher madrega in terms of where he stands. But in terms of what's been achieved, and in terms of the effort, there's a maila. You know, the Rambam Nishmai Neprakim says there's two dargas. There's a darga called a Chayvash Yitzhak. It takes more effort, and it's it's going against nature as opposed to going along with it. I'm not saying that his tefillah will be niskavo more. Rabbi Isai, this is the difference between Luchas Rishonis and Luchas Shinis. Luchas Rishonis Bnei Yisrael on a matzav of tzadikim. Bnei Yisrael on a matzav of tzadikim gemurim, like we said, Geshen is Gair, Kikot and Shanoi Ladami, they were given the Torah, they were one with the Torah, they felt the Torah, they lived the Torah, they became part of the Torah, Porcha Mishmosom, there was nothing between them and the Torah. They saw a Gilui Shechina that Tzadik and Gemurim are privy to. That's the matter of Bnei Yisrael. Comes along Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur Bnei Yisrael receive a second Torah. Luchas Shniyos. Luchas Rishonis is Ma'aseh Elokim. Luchas Shniyos is Ma'aseh Bnei Adam. Like you said correctly, Avada Ma'aseh Elokim is higher. But Ma'aseh Bnei Adam is a Chidush. Ma'aseh Bnei Adam is coming from a place of darkness and a place of alienation, and from there, Ma'aseh Bnei Adam, even the Ma'aseh Bnei Adam, can be nis'ala to be part of Torah. Rabbi Yisai, that's Yom Kippur. So if we have to choose, where should we celebrate? If I ask you where to celebrate, Hascholas HaTorah, the fact that we were given a Torah, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, Torah Tzivolon Unleisha, Hashem Sinai Bo, like the beginning of Parshas V'zoi Sabrocha, Abad, I would say the most appropriate time for that is Shavuos. Shavuos is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Matana. We received the Yerusha. My Yerusha. A Yerusha is not the Chidush that you're achieving. A Yerusha is not something that you're accomplishing. A Yerusha is something that's given to you. It's the Avodah V'Tzadik. Shavuos is the Avodah V'Tzadik. Yom Kippur was the second Matan Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that even from a matzav of distance, even from a matzav of darkness, even from a matzav of heipach, where a person has been, Rachmana Litzlan, in the lowest of the lows, you're talking about Chayta Egel, you could still poil a Maisa Bnei Adam, that you can have Torah, you can connect to Torah. Rabbi Yisai, that's not Haskalos HaTorah, that's Siyum HaTorah. That's a different simcha. Siyum HaTorah is that we've learned Torah. Simchas Torah, we don't celebrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. We celebrate that we spent a year learning Torah. That we were shutfinilim with that Torah. That we were Messiah in the Torah. That Simcha, being Messiah in the Torah, fits much more to Yom Kippur than it does to Shavuos. We're not saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous matana, we're on a high madrega. We're saying that we have of course everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that we can learn it is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that about tshuva could play of tshuva is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's the matana? The matana is that you should be able to achieve something. That you should be able to accomplish something. That you should be able to create. That you should become a shutif. That should be a maisa b'nei adam, maisi de adam. And that maisi de adam should have kedusha satayra. A maisa lakim has kedusha satayra is a double pashut. There's a bigger chidush and therefore a bigger simcha than a ma'aseh yedayodim, that my limud b'toyra, my havana b'hasoga, my being mechadish b'toyra, that that's kedusha b'toyra. That's a chiddush. That matan Torah coming from a kedush baruch Hu, that's one thing. Rabbi Yisai, this is the siyum of parashas b'zoy sabbach. Ein mechenami, the beginning of the parashas Hashem is Sinai bo, and Torah tziv alonu meirosho ki les yankif. But what are the last words? And hakol hoylech achar achitum le'ein mekol Yisrael. What does the pasuk say that Moshe Rabbeinu did le'ein mekol Yisrael? What was the le'ein mekol Yisrael? Zok Rashi. That what? Shikoyach sheshibarto. What's prakash shikoyach sheshibarto? That's the shevach. That's the way to be messiah. Call up Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing one thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yashikoyach sheshibarto, because this is going to allow for luchos shnius. This is going to allow for luchos shnius. This is going to allow for a new Torah that a Baal Tshuva could also achieve. That even somebody with chato, pogam, could also be mischaber with Torah. Could also have the maila of Matan Torah, even in a way where it's basically the Adam. That is the Simchas Torah, because Simchas Torah, Rabbi, is a hemshech to Yom Kippur. Simchas Torah is a continuation of Yom Kippur. What started Yom Kippur, the Rishon Chesed Rabbeinu comes after Simchas Torah. What started Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur is a day of highness. But the celebration of Yom Kippur, the celebration of receiving the Torah, is in Zman Simchaseinu, and the highlight of that is the end of it, because it goes after the Chitum, and that's when we read V'zoi Sabracha, because the Siyum Kol HaTorah is the idea that as low as Bnei Yisrael, the Gemara says, B'hoi Ruim Lo Yisei Maisa. The Chidush of the whole Maisa was that as low as a Yid can go, he can poil a new Chidush, he can become a Shutif, he can create Kedusha, even where he was praying. And that is the Simcha that we have in Simchas Torah. And that's what we're saying. That came with the Siyum, because the Siyum is our contribution to Torah, our avodah with Torah, not Kabbalah's Torah, not the beginning of the parsha, but the slave of the parsha. That there's always another path. That there's always a new Pesach. We're in a matzav of Bali Tshuva, and our celebration is on Simchas Torah. That's it. What?